Boom City has more than 130 booths, selling everything from sparklers to 500-gram cakes, which is sort of like a fireworks show in a box. Joe Zacchius and his family have been in this business for 40 years. Most of his customers spend anywhere from $100 to $2,000.
They want anything that's loud or lights up the whole sky or makes their neighbors envious. You get a lot of people that have, like, neighborhood little wars, like shows, who's got the better show.
Some people load up their cars and go home with their goods. Others like to stay and use Boom City's display field to blow their stuff up. Brenda Zacchius, Joe's mom, says it's safe.
The kiddie area over here and way further out there is for the big displays and the larger cakes. And this side, it's marked off for a little bit older people, like teenagers.
While most of the fireworks sold here follow state regulations, there are times when tribal police catch products that are not legal and incredibly dangerous. Tulalip police confiscated a mortar called Thunder and Diamond at Boom City. In Renton, agents with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives set it off at a media event to show how lethal these things can be. Thunder and Diamond took off the arm of the plywood dummy it was attached to. A small arsenal of illegal fireworks is displayed on a table. The homemade ones are easy to spot. Brennan Phillips, an explosives officer with ATF, says don't touch anything that's wrapped in plain brown paper.
Without a colorful label is an indication that it's probably not legal.
But then he shows a long tube. It's well labeled and it's called a lightsaber. And if you point it in the right direction, it could riddle someone with holes. It's not legal.
So this has actually got all the right consumer labeling. That's where this one gets more difficult. But typically, you've got to ask the right questions to get the illegal item. If you're just there to buy legal fireworks, you're going to be sold legal fireworks unless you say, I want the good stuff, and you're willing to pay a premium for it.
Phillips says enforcing the laws dealing with fireworks is messy. There are a lot of confusing rules and regulations, and it can be deadly. Last year, a man in eastern Washington was killed after handling a powerful firework with a quick fuse. Also last year, there were 226 injuries across the state. To keep things fun and safe, check to see if fireworks are even legal where you live. A lot of places ban them, including Seattle and Tacoma. Don't let kids play with them without a grown-up. Keep your pets indoors and maybe get your fireworks fixed by taking in a professional show. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.